It's 6:30 on November 7th. We will open the meeting, the Twilla County Special Recreation District. Roll call, Howard? Here.
I'm here.
Kurt, here. Mary Ann?
Here.
And Jeff, I'm here.
Can I get an agenda?
Oh, agendas. I think that's an old one. Oh, no, it isn't. I took it away. Okay. Review. We do have kind of an issue now that Sarah isn't here. We don't have anybody that's doing the minutes. They are posted, and I did check. Our last one was posted in on the state website. Is there anybody volunteered to do that, or do we want to just have that as election in our in two meetings?
I guess I can volunteer.
All right.
You do the checks. You've always done it for how long have you done it?
I've done it. You know, I'm not computer savvy, so whenever I do them, I've got to get my daughter's help.
I'll entertain a motion for that then.
A motion to approve. Mary Ann, do the minutes? Is that what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You can actually look at this. I will email you immediately after if you want to take whatever notes you do, but this will be on the state website. She usually puts it on pretty quick. So, I mean, within 10 days after this meeting, you can even listen to a voice if you want that as a backup,
yeah,
too. Appreciate that. Okay, discussion items, financial report.
So in checking, we got $893.33. In savings, we got $83,217.34. More than half of that will go out on invoices that I have. I just haven't written the checks out for them.
Do you have any concerns about any of the grants or anything?
Oh, well, let's just go down the list. So okay. The first gun club, I got the invoice. That's been done a long time ago. Grantsville City Softball Bleachers, I got the invoice for that. I just got that approved. Stansberry Park, that one's done. UVRA, that one's done. TC United is done. Stansberry Park Library.
I'm working with her. They had kind of a change in leadership there, and she's getting that to us as soon as she can.
Okay. Benton Spur emailed me about how we wanted it, if they wanted them to send me all the individual invoices or them just to pay it and then send me one. And I said that's a lot easier on our end if they do that. So I think they're working that out.
Yeah, she called me today, Cindy.
Okay.
And she says they paid with credit card. And then, yeah, they're just waiting for the check.
Okay, as soon as I get... get the invoice from them, I can get them a check.
Oh, you haven't got the invoice?
I don't think I did.
And she emailed me the invoice.
I
told her we need the
invoice. I miss some things in my emails too.
So
I'm not specifically looking for them.
Okay, so here it is.
What was their grant amount for?
You know, we decided that amount later.
The invoice is attached showing the amount that was paid by the Benton Spur, $4,850. Is that correct? That's what she's got here.
I'm going to have to research that because in the email that I printed this off of, it said to be determined. In
yeah,
June. So
I
have to look at our June minutes.
It was either 4 or 5 or 8. 5 or 6.
I do remember that we didn't do it the first night, but then the second month,
yeah.
What we had left. We
the next meeting. Same time we did.
And
court.
Right here is $4,850. I'll send you this.
Okay.
Let's see, Kirk, how do I? Let's see if I got your email. Kirk at Stedmans.net?
Yep.
I'll see if I can look that up in the previous minutes.
I'm sure I have the acceptance letter that I sent to her too. Find in the minutes. Okay, Rush Valley Rush Valley Park, that one's done. Stockton Veterans Memorial, I paid 1803. I think they're done, because I haven't heard back from them in a few months. Clark Historic Farm, I've emailed them. They said they're going to email me the invoices here in the next week or two. South Rim, we've paid them. I've got invoices from them for $19,150, and I'll get those checks sent this week. Lake Point Arena, that was done a long time ago. 4-H USU Extension Animal Cages, we just got that invoice, wrote the check for that tonight. Livestock Club Scale, that one was done. Grantsville City Stage, I got the invoice for that. Community Garden, 4-H USU, I'm not, anybody have an update on that one?
Was that the Twilla, or was, that wasn't, can you remember, Marianne?
Community Garden, no, the only ones that, I don't know.
I think it was FHA Twilla.
Okay.
I don't know.
Go back. Do you want me to call on that?
Yeah, that would be good.
Because I did the Lake Point Arena, and then mm-hmm. the, whose name is on that? Oh, Sarah's name is on that.
Yeah. If you call that and let me know where we're at there. Grantsville Youth Wrestling, we got them taken care of this month. Salt Flats Endurance Runs.
We heard that they were canceled.
I think that one got canceled because of the rain.
And Sarah sent me a text message and said they sent you an invoice, but they haven't. But since it was canceled, what's everybody's feelings? If they're canceled, then we don't pay, right? Or what's everybody's feelings?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's all of them?
Yep.
Cool. That's it. Anybody else about financials or? Okay, district business and board members still haven't heard anything from the county to fill our seat. A request is, and that on the schedule to move the meetings to 6. Does that hurt you with any meetings, Marianne? So, everybody, I'll entertain a motion to change the minutes from December and next year to 6 p.m. instead of 6:30, instead of 6:30. So, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I motion that we change our meeting time to 6 o'clock instead of 6:30, starting December and moving forward.
And just looking ahead, district business. Last year, we didn't have January and July, but I've had a few comments. Do we want to add Labor Day to that?
September, yeah.
And talking to everybody, you're the only one I didn't talk to. Labor Day, I think 2 out of the last 3 years, we canceled the meeting because we didn't have enough people. And it really doesn't affect us in any way.
It's kind of in the middle, because when we first give out the grants, you know, people, the guys that are chomping the bit get it done, and then everybody else waits till the end. So when you're kind of in the middle, we don't really do much anyway.
October?
No.
Or is it September?
September.
Think about it, and that'll be one of the things when I double check and make sure the dates are next year. So next meeting, we'll do our meeting dates and time. We'll set our budget. And then we'll decide when the dates for the grant. So, you know, whatever you think. I think February 15th to March 31st was pretty good. One time we had to do it because we had two different dates on two different legal documents. So that's probably, unless somebody, you know, we'll make that determination, but that's what it's been in the past, so just think if you want it the same or change. And then that gives us the whole month of April to look at them instead of cold turkey.
Yeah.
And then the 1st of May, we'll be able to award them the first meeting in May. So, yeah.
The first Tuesday next year is September 3rd. So I guess Labor Day weekend is what, the 31st through the 2nd, huh? So we can discuss that next
think, yeah, Labor Day would be that
think
Monday.
About it. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those 5-minute meetings. So, but like I said, we canceled it this year. And the year before that, I think we had it. And the year before that, I think we canceled it just because it overlapped. Doesn't matter to me. Just think about it. Look at your calendars and everything. There is really no substance to be there. I think October is pretty important because that's when we
start hammering down.
Yeah, we need to make sure we know who needs to talk to who to get the grants in. My receipts. Okay, any other concerns anybody has?
No, mine was just the get this check and then Cindy talk about what's
cool. Okay, open up public comment. Like I says, we should probably start having refreshments. Maybe somebody will come. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to end the meeting.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Okay. I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so it is, we adjourn this meeting at 6:41 p.m. on November 7th until our next meeting the first Tuesday in December.